This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We continue today with a series of lessons which we have been involved in for several days on great lessons from the conversion of the jailer in Philippi. We have learned that there can be no affinity of truth with error. We have learned how to react to trouble. We have learned that we should take advantage of wayside opportunities to preach the gospel. We have learned that in teaching people the gospel, we should start where they are, religiously and spiritually speaking. We have learned of the essentiality of faith, the essentiality of faith in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And last time, we were on the point, as we came to the end of the study, that we must preach all of the Word of God. It is not enough just to preach part of it. You know, our courts well say, or well have people who are to testify, that they affirm, they promise, they give themselves over to the viewpoint that they will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It is not enough just to tell some truth and leave out the rest. It isn't enough to tell truth and mix it with error. It isn't enough to tell something just because it's a religious message. It must be true, it must be all the truth, and it must be nothing but the truth. And so we find that when Paul and Silas preached to the jailer and his family, they told him when he asked what to do to be saved that he must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and all of his house, and then they spake unto him the word of the Lord. We've already seen how that applied in the case of the Apostle Peter in Acts 2. It meant that he told believers that they must repent and be baptized unto the remission of their sins. We saw in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, in the case of the evangelist Philip preaching to the man of Ethiopia, that when he preached Jesus to them, the Bible says nothing else than that he preached Jesus. It made clear to the man when he listened that he had to be baptized, that is to be immersed in water in order to be saved. For when they came to water, he said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" There are many people today who think that you can preach Jesus Christ and leave out baptism, but such is not the case. My friends, if you've been listening to someone who told you that you have trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, that you have been saved by Christ and born again by simply believing, he has not been giving you the biblical message. I urge you to notice these passages in all sincerity, to study them honestly, study them prayerfully, study them in the light of the eternity which faces us all. The Apostle Paul made clear in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that we're to preach the word, we're to be instant in season, out of season, that we are to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The time will come when men will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn aside from the truth unto fables. The situation is certainly rampant in our world today. Men have turned aside from the simple truth of the gospel plan of salvation unto the fables which men have invented. And the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9 said, "I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Jesus Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema." Paul warned of wolves in sheep's clothing. He warned of men who claim to be apostles of Christ, but really are servants of Satan. Let everyone know that any man, it doesn't matter who he is, who preaches men to men that they are saved before and without doing what the Bible teaches is essential to do to be saved, are not really servants of Christ, but are servants of Satan. And so we learn the great lesson that not only must we preach the truth as to the essentiality of faith, but we must preach all of the truth, all of the word of the Lord, as did Paul and Silas, and make clear to them that they are not saved by faith alone, that the penitent believer is not saved until he obeys the Lord in being baptized for the remission of his sins. But now in closing, let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.